Yes.
I'd like to call order the Town of Montville Town Council Public Hearing for June 8th, 2026. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Counselor Baker?
Here.
Counselor Hill?
Counselor Jessel?
Here.
Here.
Counselor Novak?
Here.
Counselor Cecilia?
Here.
Here.
All right. So tonight we have a public hearing for a notice of ordinance hearing. And I just want to welcome everyone here tonight. Your participation is really important. It's part of our democracy, and I'm really glad to see we have a lot of people here to discuss this important topic. The following ordinance and copies are obtained at the town clerk's during office hours was introduced at a meeting of the town clerk held between May 11th, 2026, and a public hearing thereon for its consideration by the town council will be held at the town council chambers June 8th, 2026 at 6 p.m. And I'm not going to read the entire ordinance. It's on record at the town clerk, but this is an all-terrain vehicle ordinance. It's the declaration of policy, the definitions, the prohibitions, the penalties, the sign posting required for all all-terrain dealers, and sign of gasoline for illegal purposes, and the appeal. So at this time, some of the things we're going to have everyone come up to the dais and speak. Please state your name, your address, and state and keep your comments down to 3 minutes. A lot of people would like to wish to speak tonight, so we'd like to get everyone's to hear that. The first group I'm going to bring up will be to speak against the ordinance, and then we will then bring up the people who are for the ordinance. So at this time, when you come up, please state your name, your address, and if you want, for time, you can also kind of line up if you want in order. So at this time, come on up. Do you have any questions from anyone? All right.
That's the same guys that come up all the time.
Hello, folks. My name is Kyle Champagne. I live on 631 Fire Street in Oakdale. I'm a lifelong resident, and I own 3 motorcycle dealerships. This ordinance, it's a very bad thing for this town. This is Montville, not New Haven, not Bridgeport. You're going to actually hurt the people that you don't intend to hurt. The people that are riding on the streets doing wheelies and taking over first there really didn't any takeovers in Montville, but that are taking on the streets, the police can't chase anyways. And it's going to affect, we have customers in London that get pulled over. One guy got pulled over last week by a police officer, demanded to get off his motorcycle. He was riding legally. It took 15 minutes for the police officer to find out that he was legally on the motorcycle. Another customer that went to get gas, they didn't want to serve him fuel. He had to go get his registration, walk in the gas station, took him 15 minutes to get his fuel. It's also going to affect the good neighbor that during a snowstorm rides a quarter mile down the road to go ahead and plow his elderly friend's driveway, or to help take brush out of their yard, or the mother and the father that on a weekend rides with their children that might have to go 200 feet down the road to take a trail somewhere. The same trails that we've grown up in. So to threaten confiscation for those people that would stop for the police, it's very excessive. I think tickets are fine, but to take away, people spend a lot of money on these products, to take that away is horrible. And I'd be willing to go ahead and, with Billy, Kate, I would sit down with you guys, Joe, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I would donate $50,000 to the police department and come up with some kind of program where they would not confiscate. If this is some kind of money grab to get money off citizens, I will do my part, and I will donate $50,000 over a period over 5 years. And Billy and Kate, if you guys want to sit down, I'm happy to do it. But this is very excessive. It's going to hurt people that shouldn't be hurt. It's not going to target the guys that are not doing the wheelies and antagonizing the police department. You're not allowed to chase them. So if you guys want to get a Billy and Kate, I'm happy to sit down, and I will do my part. And like I said, I'll donate $50,000 to the town, to the police department, in lieu of no confiscation of people's units. And that's it for me.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Manavis. My lot is on Old Colchester Road. First off, thank you to all the members of Town Council and Police Chief Blanchette for answering my phone calls and listening to my concerns over the last couple weeks. I know how busy everyone is, and time is so, so valuable, so I really, really, really do appreciate that. It means the world to me. I understand your concerns. I genuinely do. Most residents don't want to see groups of people doing wheelies down our roads. It makes sense. It's really reasonable. But as I've repeatedly stated, these crimes are already against our state rules. The police officers have multiple avenues that they could charge violators with. Unfortunately, our police department and every police department across the state shares in the struggle to enforce such rules due to the Police Accountability Act. As I previously stated, there is no town ordinance that can address that problem. Please look at New Haven, look at Hartford, look at New London. And even though they have this ordinance in place, it has not made the difference. There was a street takeover on Q Bridge the other day. It has not been successful, these ordinances. That being said, I believe our penalties need to match the crime. DUI kills over 12,000 people a year and has a lower fine structure than this ordinance. Sexual assault and negligent homicide carry similar fines to what we see in this. While I understand you feel as though something needs to be done, I do not think this ordinance, as currently laid out, matches the needs of our community. I know Councilman Sebelia Karen and Councilwoman Southard have floated the idea of lowering fines for first-time offenders to something more reasonable and to remove the clause for confiscation of machines on the first offense. I think that is a lot more reasonable and something that I wouldn't oppose. This compromise would still give the town the ability to severely punish serial offenders while giving some grace to the children and community members who simply make a one-time mistake. An investment in motorsports is a huge deal for a working-class family. These machines cost many thousands of dollars. For these to potentially be confiscated after one offense, which theoretically could be as simple as riding across the street, is unreasonable. And in my case, it's realistic, as my property is directly across the street from the house where my equipment is stored. And I think these penalties need to be reserved for repeat offenders. I mean, you could literally kill somebody in an automobile for a DUI, and your car would be returned to you after. Lastly, our country is built on forgiveness. Everyone deserves a second chance. And these changes would provide that to members of our community. Please consider these changes. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Lawrence, and I live at 128 Witcher Road. I am the age of 8. I oppose to the new proposed law. I like riding my quad a lot. I think riding is a great experience. I have fun riding, especially with my friend Cohen. Thank you.
I am Lawrence Darling, his father. We just recently bought land in this town, built our house. We got 7.5 acres. On Ridge Hill Road, we cut some trails in the woods. Like he said, his friend brings his machine over. We like to ride over there. Make a day of it, you know, gets them outside, away from the video games and anything else. You know, it keeps them active. And we just think that the law could be, you know, adjusted a little bit and written a little differently. And not opposed to, you know, people having laws against dangerous activities on the street. We were just at Hartford Yard Goats game with the Scouts about a month ago. And, you know, exactly what you guys were trying to prevent, about 100 machines going down the road. There's officers all over the place directing traffic. The guys weren't going more than a couple miles an hour, but there's officers didn't try to stop them. They didn't do anything. I mean, there's really not much they could do. What, are they going to create a riot or something? So I'm just saying that, you know, maybe we could relook at it. And like Nick said, we can't have these machines be taken away. It's a lot we invested into this for the kids to enjoy and have fun. And but, you know, a couple, you know, at least one warning would be good. We have a type of neighbor that would call and complain on us for just about anything. And if they had the opportunity to get us in trouble for something as minor as his friend coming over without a permission slip and riding on our property, I'm sure they would do that, because they've called the town on us for just about everything, and everything's been pushed away because we're not doing anything illegal. And this might give them a chance to actually get us for something. They didn't want the house built next to them. Ever since day one, we've been having problems with this neighbor, and we don't want to give him any ground to stand on to get us in trouble for anything that, again, is not really hurting anybody except for the kids having fun. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Caitlin Martinez of 55 Hale Haven Court. I am speaking in opposition of the ordinance. Over the winter, the last meeting regarding this subject, I spoke in opposition of the ordinance as well. I mentioned the benefits of ATV riding for my family, and the physical benefits for my children, the balance, coordination, strength, endurance, learning focus, concentration, building confidence, self-esteem, responsibility, resilience, perseverance, and risk assessment. Looking through the ordinance, I struggle with some of the language written in it. And I do want to say, of course, we are on board with supporting the police department with illegal and reckless use of street takeovers and riding on public property, school grounds, and of course that is not anything we want. But you know, for an example, the penalties in Section 1, the monetary amounts that are consistent with crimes such as prostitution, third degree assault, criminal trespass, inciting a riot, larceny, and theft, I do not feel that those are appropriate for this violation of this type of ordinance. I have concerns with our machines being seized based on police observing the way it's written in Section 3 of the penalties. If any police officer that observes any person in violation, that language is concerning to me and makes me feel like, as an innocent person and engaging in a hobby safely with my family, that we're at risk of these penalties. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Brittany Hatfield, 18 Lathrop Court. These guys have covered everything. I'm also in opposition, spoke last time. This time my boys that ride would love to speak for themselves on this matter.
My name is Crew, and I am 6 years old, and I love riding my brother's quad, and it is fun to go on my uncle's trails, and I have a really good time riding, and it's fun.
Good job, buddy. I spoke on my son's behalf last time. He is the one that saved a lot of money for his own machine. And the seizure of property is very concerning to us.
My name is Maverick Hatfield, and I would like to say that I saved up a lot of money for it. And if I'm riding in my uncle's trails and I forget a slip, it would be bad. Oh my gosh. It would be bad if it just got taken away for forgetting my slip, and I don't want to live with that risk. So, yeah.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Dylan Troxell, 531 Route 163. I wholeheartedly agree with the sentiment of the others, and I oppose this, but I kind of view it as a little differently than them. The real crisis we have in this town right now is actually the budget that you just passed, which raises our mill rate. Reflecting that budget is going to be the administrative costs in this government overreach of a program here. It's additional layer bureaucracy, which is not needed in the town for all the reasons people mentioned. It has to be handled through a different level of administration, so someone's going to be hired and paid for to handle this. Aside from that, any of these potential impoundings, fees, all of that has to be handled, controlled, documented. What if somebody damages one of these high-end, expensive financed machines? The town is going to be on the hook for that, and it's a lot of high risk with that. And obviously, I support the police. I respect them, but it does explicitly grant them the power to detain any person that they observe going against this, which is just an additional layer of unneeded law and rule that we don't need. So just want to say I oppose it and trying to bring to light some alternative views to this of why. Thank you.
Hi, I am Kimberly Manavis, 21 Oak Road. I am a Montville resident of over 35 years. I'm here to strongly oppose against this ordinance. First of all, I just want to take the time to thank you all. Thank everybody for being here. Thank you for listening. But most of all, thank you for your service to the town of Montville. We are all here for one thing, for the common good of Montville. This ordinance does not do that. It does not do anything to help. There's so many residents that are strongly do not want this. When I think about the kids going able to go out, but then have to worry about doing this, and do they have a slip, or do they have permission, all this stuff, it's just going to stop them from going. And it's not going to do anything to stop the criminals. If the police, I know last meeting you guys said that you're not here to stop the kids that are just trying to have fun or the innocent residents, and I know that, but the intent is, why are we going to pass an ordinance and say, well, the police aren't going to do anything about it, so why pass it? Why are we wasting their time to pull these kids over, to pull the innocent people over, for them just not to do anything and say, okay, well, it just doesn't make sense. I'm okay with an amendment to this. None of us want street takeovers or wheelies going down, Old Hochester Road going, fast. None of us want that. But we certainly don't want to have to worry about all those little things. So if you guys could work on some sort of amendment to make it easier so that everybody can be happy and come to some sort of agreement, that's what our town is all about. That's what we need to think about. So thank you for your time again. We really do appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Daniel Shawstry, Laurel Point Road. I stand in complete opposition of this bill ordinance in all ways. I don't see why there's any reason when there's already laws on the books to just double down. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I think it's a waste of your time. I think it's a waste of these people's time for them to have to come here to make an ordinance for a law that already exists. I would like to believe that you guys got into local government for the betterment of the community and to use your time to do things to help our community. This doesn't help at all. The police aren't going to enforce it. They can't enforce it. It makes no sense. Let's put the pens away. Go do something else, please. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Nathan Martinez. I live at 55 Hale Haven Court in Uncasville. I think I have the same objections as I had during the winter meeting, and that is vagueness and a lack of specificity. I support going after the people who knowingly, intentionally break the law. Absolutely, smoke them, smoke their boots, take them, do whatever you got to do. However, what's missing from this is specificity. So it says an officer may seize it. Great. When, why, how? Under what circumstances will they decide to seize it versus not? Is it purely situational? Is it purely at officer discretion? Is there an oversight to that officer? Is that officer having a bad day? Does a sergeant need to be involved? At what point does this come, let me start over. I'm sure the intention of this is not to unjustly crucify the people of this town, me, my kids, anybody else. However, I don't know what you guys mean. I don't know what you intend. I only know what is written, and what is written has gaps, big ones. So I'm not opposed to this ordinance on its face. I'm only opposed to the fact that there's just too much vagueness and not enough specificity as to when, why, and how things will be done, by whom, for whom, and there's no paperwork, no wording that specifies that. And I think that's a big problem for something that's going to be a town ordinance that could potentially cost you $1,000 fine and a multi-$1,000 machine. I just think there needs to be a little bit more paperwork and a little bit more information as to when, why something may be taken away and sold. Will we be able to buy it back? If so, when or why? Is it dependent on whether you were speeding, acting recklessly, doing a wheelie down the road, doing donuts in an intersection versus putting along in a neighborhood in first gear going from one yard to another? So while it says that it's up to officer discretion, there's still no guidelines for those officers, at least as the way the ordinance is written, for them to follow, never mind for us to be able to understand and internalize. That's all I have for this evening. Thank y'all for your time. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kellum Karen, 5 Linda Avenue. I've been a resident of Montville my entire life, 36 years, born and raised here. I grew up riding my dirt bike at the end of Tremart Drive, ton of trails back there. I'd go up to the reservoir and go fishing. My family actually built the building where Treats, Pools, and Spas is now and where Core Market is, and those were motorsports-related shops. So there's a lot of motorsports heritage in Montville, and I think if this ordinance goes through, we're punishing a lot of the families who are fans of motorsports in Montville for possibly just making a one-time mistake. I don't think it makes any sense, so I'm opposed to it. Thanks.
Hi, Chris Manavis, 21 Oak Road, Oakdale. I worked for the judicial branch for 29 years. I worked basically in New London, pretrial supervision of bail commissioners in Connecticut. And I worked with thousands of pretrial clients. These kids who are going to get pulled over, and maybe they're doing something bad, maybe they're not. But this is very excessive, extremely excessive. I mean, for people who were first-time offenders for drug offenses, DUIs, we didn't confiscate anything. We didn't charge them thousands of dollars. DUIs are expensive, but they're adults. So I just think it's, if you need to do this, fine. We can all understand that. But if you're going to, for instance, let's say you just confiscate. If you confiscate it, you're going to put it into a lockup, or you're going to lock it up behind a fence somewhere. If you start charging them money for that, then you might as well just take it away from them. I just don't think that it's proper to take something away. Normally, these are going to be younger people. To take something away from them that they worked hard for, I think there's better ways to teach them lessons. So, anyways, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is David Miller, 190 Gay Hill Road. I oppose this. And again, a lot of people have already pretty much hit the nail on the head. There are huge gaps in this. And again, for first-time offenses or a young child traveling down the street, maybe to a friend's house, I've always told my son, he does that. Go slow. Hey, if a policeman stops you or a woman stops you, be polite. Talk to them. Hey, I'm just going up the street, not doing anything vigilant. I'm not racing down the street. He shouldn't be penalized, especially to take his machine. He enjoys it very much, especially nowadays. Kids like staying inside. This is a great physical activity. Again, some people, I got some education. Me personally, I didn't know a police officer can't chase him if he's on his bike. My son just started racing. I would have to say good luck catching him. But unfortunately, I'm not want to put that in him as an 11-year-old. that's just, it's, I feel like this, all this is doing is punishing the good people like other most laws. Not most, but some. But I do oppose this, and I definitely think the language should be gone over again for specifics to make sure that the good people, the law-abiding people, aren't punished, especially something taken from them. I would not want something taken from me. I work hard for my things. I enjoy my toys as much as my son does. I love riding with him, and I think, again, it's a great activity. Thank you.
So at this time, I'd like to have the people that are in favor of the ordinance come up and speak.
Vince Young, 375 Chapel Hill Road. I am in favor of passing this ordinance. There's a lot of good kids here, and I hear the parents. They're good parents. You can tell that by the way that they talk, the way the kids come up here. But on my street, right across the street, is over 100 acres. And the kids come up from the manor. They come up from Black Ash. They come up from the other end. And up until about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, after Cherry Hill finished up their development there, the kids would come through there, over to the property at 380. They've got a trail cut. Now, imagine the wheelies that are going up and down my street, and it's constant. And it's not like as if it's, you know, these good kids. These are kids that are out there just ripping up and down the street, because you can see them go past the firehouse or go past the field there. But when they go into the field, they're just constantly just ripping through there. So you're sitting there on your porch, and you can't even enjoy your own property because the kids are trespassing. And, you know, I understand you need permission, but aren't you teaching your kids that trespassing is not a good thing? I mean, these are good kids, and I understand that, but, you know, pass this ordinance. These bikes that are on the road, they don't see it because they don't live on the street that I live. The people that own the property with 7 acres, they have property. They ride on their own. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's the kids that abuse the system that these poor kids are getting blamed for. But there has to be rules and laws. These kids that ride up and down my street, if they cause an accident, they're unlicensed, uninsured, and what do you think they're going to do? Just like that man said, try and catch my kid. That's what's going to happen. They'll just rip right through the woods, and they're gone. And then whoever's involved in that accident gets to pay for it. So please, maybe even consider building them a park somewhere. Let them, you know, let them ride somewhere that you own, the town owns land. But this is a good ordinance to keep these kids off the street. And it's not just the kids, because a week ago, there was a couple of bikers that came, popped out, and I was out there on the street mowing, and one of them actually hit me. And he ran into me. And these weren't little kids. These were 20-year-old, 18-year-old. They were geared up dirt bike riders. And, you know, unfortunately, your kids are going to get blamed for this, but there's their streets that these dirt bikes and other ATVs, it's mainly dirt bikes, that rip up and down our street and go into the property across my street. So please do something.
Thank you.
Thank you, thanks.
Any others wishing to speak in favor?
Good evening, my name is Gary Murphy. I live on the Laurel Point Drive up in Oakdale. I'm a lifelong member of Montville, grew up in Montville Manor, had a dirt bike that was illegal. My parents never knew I had it. I kept it at a friend's house. And every chance that me and my four friends had, we ripped up the town, we ripped up Oakdale. So I know what it's like to do that. I decided later on in life to take up snowmobiling. It's a little easier to go out of the state and, you know, do it that way. The thing I want to touch on the most is the effect of the kids. And not most of these children that are in here, and I applaud those that stood up here and spoke, they're little guys. I think the ones that are reaching that 14, 15, 17, 19 are the ones that are causing the huge problems. For the most part, I believe just by looking at the parents here not letting their kids take off and just go, not knowing where they are. They look really young to me. So, you know, it's the older ones that come from, I believe, a lot of them come from out of town because the out of towns have made rules, and they're pushing them out. They're pushing them into Montville. Montville doesn't have a rule. But, you know, I've been a firefighter in Montville for 50 years, over 50 years. And I was a fire chief at Oakdale for 34 years. And I can't tell you the amount of people that I've seen killed on motorcycles, dirt bikes, on regular bicycles in my career. And I know there are people, and I'm looking at a few of them in this room here, that have seen the same thing. I was coming here tonight to this meeting, and I was coming down Gay Hill. There was a young kid, and he was on a pedal bike, had a helmet on. He saw me up by, I think it's Swanee Johnson, I believe that's that road up there. He stayed right in front of me the whole way down that hill with his hands in the air like this. And it was almost like blocking me from coming down the road. I backed way off because I said, well, you know, I don't know what this kid's up to. And another car was coming up the hill. And that kid just missed that car by about 2 feet. You know, those are the things that I'm concerned about. When, you know, the people have to live with the cleanup. And that's not easy. And I know that there's police officers in here that I talk to. They don't forget what you see. We never forget what we see. And, you know, it's a sad thing. But I do believe that, you know, I don't care what they do in the fields, as long as they have permission to be out there. But I don't believe that they should be on the road. I really don't. And, you know, you can say, well, my 10-year-old is only going to go 200 feet up the road. But in that 200 feet, he's only a 10-year-old. Maybe he doesn't understand the rules of the road. Maybe he just understands the rules of the dirt out in the backwoods. So I understand what they're saying. I do kind of agree to the one point, you know, about the first offense. I think that's a lot. And I know that these things cost a lot of money. I know what I pay for my snowmobile. And when I go up into some of the northern states, you're not allowed to ride on the road. I don't ride on the road. We don't even go across the road, unless it's a bridge. So I do support the ordinance, but, you know, maybe you could look at that one piece. Thank you.
Good evening. Bill Blanchett, Chief of Police. Just to give you a little historical background on this ordinance, 2013, the state legislature passed legislation that said that towns can enact an ordinance basically regulating the use of ATVs, mini bikes, things of that nature on town roads, public roads, to give a little bit of local control over the things that were happening in the town. Clearly, there is state statute that regulates what people can and can't do on public highways in the state. This gives us a little bit more, and I said this a few times, it gives us a little bit more teeth. I was charged with looking into the ordinance a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago. I met with the state's attorney for New London County. State's attorney met with myself, Waterford, East Lyme, and New London. The only recommendation that the state's attorney had was to have the ordinances mirror each other, so one person's not going to skip from one town to the other because the fines are different or the penalties are different. And the state gave us guidelines as to what the regulation could be. We brought it to the town council, brought it to public safety first, brought it to the town council, had many people come out in opposition to it. I've had several spirited conversations with Nick, and I appreciate your educated assessment of the things that you saw were potentially government overreach. With that information that we took, we brought it back and removed many of those things that potentially were offensive. One of the things that we took off was having a permission slip. You don't need a permission slip to ride on somebody's property. if they give you permission. You shouldn't have to carry a permission slip with you. However, with that being said, there's also the component of people riding on property that doesn't belong to them without permission. Those are the people that we're looking for. The people that are riding down Route 32, Route 163, Route 82 on a daily basis. It doesn't change the fact, and you brought up police accountability, it doesn't change the fact that, are we going to chase those motorcycles? No. Are we penalizing the law-abiding citizens? I'll charge you with, you're not a law-abiding citizen if you're riding down the road. That's the issue that I have. I know that the fines are considerably higher than they are for offenses that seem more severe. I don't know if I said that right, but the fines do appear high, and that's what the state guidelines came with, up to $1,000 for the first offense, up to $1,500 for the second offense, up to $2,000 for the third offense. Police officer may seize the bike. This is going to be set up exactly like it is in Superior Court. If I give you a ticket, not on the ordinance, but on the state statute, you have a process to be able to plead your case. You're able to go before a judge or a magistrate to say, this is what happened, this is why. We're working with the citizens the best we can while still trying to maintain some local control. Right now, anything that we do goes to centralized infractions or to Superior Court in London or in Norwich. And all we're asking is we maintain some local control. So, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak for the ordinance?
Hang on.
William Herman, 32 Anderson Lane. I am neutral on this ordinance. It has its merits and it has its downfalls. And I applaud all of the parents here who have trained their youngsters to drive and to drive in a safe manner. The ones I think that we're all trying to do, on Anderson Lane, it goes between, it's like a circle. And we have people coming from other sides of the street, the other side of the development, down to my neighbor's house. On five separate occasions, I've had to slam my brakes on that I would not hit when these children coming down. No helmet, no shoes, okay? And this is either motorized as well as pedal. And I think the fines, I know there's a graduated rate on this, I understand this, but there's nothing that I have seen in this thing about training, about education, okay? And or even somehow requiring some sort of a training session before you purchase any of these vehicles, okay? I know when I bought my motorcycle many, many years ago, I had to make sure that I was trained and I had my motorcycle license. I know it's a lot larger than some of the things we're doing, but it's still the parents' responsibility to ensure that their children are safe. And by their actions, what they've been doing, they are unsafe at this point. So I think that there are plenty of merits to this, but there are also some downfalls on this ordinance. I think it's up to you people up there, as along with Chief Blanchard, to help come and refine it so that everybody's being involved with this, not just the person that's on the vehicle. Two-wheel vehicle. The parents have got to get involved with this too. They have to be able to train the children. Right now, it appears that we have a atmosphere of some parents that their children are expendable. Go ahead, do whatever you want to do. Okay, and that's where a lot of these infractions are coming from. And let's say there's been numerous times in there that if we've had neighbors who had to cut trees down on a slight bend, so we make sure that we wouldn't be the ones we'd kill in those children. Thank you very much.
I believe the gentleman in the blue shirt, you wish to speak, and then I will.
Sorry.
Thank you very much. John Selden, 450 Chapel Hill. I've been here, what, 25 years, whatever. I like Montville. It's the woods. I got a house in New London. I prefer Montville. I came up here. I used to ride Pappy's Run. I enjoyed it as a child, you know. Learned how to ride a quad, dirt bike. They're very expensive. I'm against these kids riding up down the street, riding wheelies, whatever. They call street takeovers. You ain't got no street takeovers in Montville. You get them in New London because kids come down from Hartford, New Haven. You got them Hartford, New Haven. There's no street takers in Montville, really. Go after somebody who got DWI or, you know, somebody unregistered car. These guys pay a lot of money for these vehicles. I think it's great to get kids out the house. You know, a lot of kids like to play Nintendo, whatever they play nowadays. But it's good. It's a good feeling to get out there and spend time with your children. To sit there and take their machines is crazy. Now, I can understand if you ain't got a helmet on, give them a ticket. Okay, you don't have a helmet on. You ain't got boots on. You ain't got to wear them. Give them a ticket. But don't take their machines. Nobody wants to pay for tickets. I don't like paying for tickets. You know what I mean? So, you know, you're going to listen. Like, I respect police officers. Hey, you pulled me over. I ran through the sign. You know, I respect them. But for these little kids nowadays, I'm 60 years old. I still enjoy riding. You know what I mean? But to sit there like the guy came up here, he said, well, I live on 450 Chapel Hill. These guys are riding this and that. I understand that. I live on 450 Chapel Hill. They shoot guns all day on 450 Chapel Hill. Nobody says nothing about that at 9 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? I'm used to it now. You know, I can go to sleep nowadays. But I think it's very nice out here in Montville. You know, I like Montville. It's quiet. You know, but you got to give these kids some, you know, respect. You got a little child like this, you buy him a quad. You can go to a playground, just watch your son ride. He's not bothering nobody. You know, when I understand on the street, if somebody's pulling willies or doing burnouts, or they'll give him a ticket. You know what I mean? I understand that. But for these trails have been out here for years. I didn't put them there. You know, I'm just learning them. But, you know, it's up to you guys. But these guys pay a lot of money for these machines. And I just don't think it's right. You know, you're not bothered. It's like walking in the woods. I love to go hiking. You know, I think a lot of people, it's great to get out of the house. You know how hard to get a kid out the house? Say, hey, come on, get off the machine. They don't want to do it nowadays. So camping, fishing, it's enjoying life. You got to enjoy life. So these kids got a little bit of time, whatever. To me, guess what? I want nobody taking my machine. I use my machine to do the driveway. My next door neighbor got a machine to do the driveway. The lady across the street, she got a machine. She don't know how to drive it, you know? So I just think that it's a lot of money, and they should give people, you're not driving with a helmet, you know, there's rules in life, you know. We just work on the rules of teaching everybody. It's not, the guy said, hey, you got snowmobiles. Nobody wants to drive to Maine. Some people can't afford. I can go to Maine. I do a lot of traveling. You know, I've been around the United States. I travel, you know. All right. But some people can't afford to go to Maine or New Hampshire to ride, you know, snowmobiles. So around here, they're not bothering nobody. They just enjoying life, you know, getting out of the house. So I don't like the takeovers, doing burnouts and all this. I went down D.C., they run you off the road. You go to New Haven, they run you off the road. Around here, nobody's running you off the road, these kids. You know, but I think they should have the helmets on. You should have shoulder pads on, boots and stuff like that. They're not bothering nobody.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon.
But thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
I have three letters. I'm not going to read the letters. I have a letter from Kathy Pollard on 126 Maple Avenue, a Mary Grace Donovan, and a email from Roger Baker. These three, he lives on 26A Du Bois Road, Uncasville. So, Agnes, can we put these into the record? And these three folks are in favor of the ordinance. So at this time, I'd like to hear remarks from the councilors and the mayor. Councilor Novak.
Hi, good evening. Thank you all for coming this evening. And I understand where a lot of these parents that brought their kids, you're doing the right thing by your children. However, there are a lot of parents in this town that don't watch their children. And I have a family on my street that does not. And several times, I'm afraid, that I'm going to come around that corner and I'm going to hit someone. So, yes, the fines may seem a little steep, but they are in line with the other towns. Now, some of you have mentioned that you ride private property, or you, the last gentleman, John, that you ride in a park not hurting anybody. But those parks are private property. And other land that you may be riding on through could be private property. That is still trespassing. I'm in favor of this. So anyway, I'm going to pass it to my other counselors.
Councilor Bigger?
Yeah, I, as everybody else, I thank you so much for coming tonight, and I really appreciate everyone's input. Everybody had valid points, pros and cons. And I've looked at the ordinance, and I said it before and I'll say it again. It's not my view that we intend to take anybody's recreation away from them or enjoyment. I believe that we took care of all the objectionable items from the initial public hearing. I believe it was back in January. We removed those. And if you're lawfully operating your vehicle in the town of Montville, you've got nothing to worry about, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not a police officer, but you've got nothing to worry about. But those who don't follow the law, unfortunately, they're going to face potential penalties. They talked about the first offense, taking the vehicles away from the riders. It is my belief the ordinance says they may take it away. So I believe that that gives the police officers who respond or who happen to observe the incident, they have discretion. My big thing would be, I would hope if it's a child or an underaged person, the first thing they'd do is after they pull them over, they'd get on the phone and call their parents. That's the first thing I would hope they'd do. Because I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, my father ever got a call like that, my ATV be sitting in the garage collecting dust till I was God knows how old, till I could earn it back from him. So, I think all that stuff has been, it's been taken care of.
Councilor Baker, we're running a little late. If you don't mind wrapping it up,
you want to get the other in closing, I'm just going to say this, that actions have consequences, and each vehicle owner and operator is responsible for considering the impact of those actions. And in the end, if we do pass the ordinance tonight, I know I'll be at peace knowing that I had something to do with making the correct action that could potentially save someone's lives. And also, research, according to 2025 statistics, there were 581 reported ATV deaths. There were 581 reported deaths due to ATV accidents in the United States. My opinion, that's 581 too many. Now, there are also 100,000 emergency room treated injuries from the operation of these vehicles. So tragically, children under the age of 16 account for about one-third of all ATV-related deaths annually. And that underscores the inherent risks of these vehicles. But I believe you're all good people. I see that you teach your kids right, but I agree with what was said before me. And I think there's parents out there that may not know what their kids are doing, and that's what concerns me. So also, by the way, the gentleman has said something about training. I'm all for that. I think there should be a safety certification course that every person has to take before they even think about riding one of these vehicles, no matter how old they are. I mean, what the heck? I own a motorcycle. I ride a Harley. I had to go through a safety training course before I got my motorcycle license when I was 22 years old. So what's the difference between this and ATVs? So, thank you. Again, I appreciate it.
Councilor Sebelia.
I'm going to be a little more brief. I appreciate everyone coming out. This is how it's supposed to work. Public hearings, this is what it's for. I said it at the last one. We want to hear from you guys. Some people think we're just on town council because we want to and do whatever we want, and that's not the case at all. I did it because I love Montville, and I want to know what people in Montville think. So I really do appreciate you guys coming out. I talked to Nick for an hour over the weekend. I think there was a lot of good points. I told him, I said, I think something needs to be done. And it might be not perfect, and I don't love it. And then there's certain things, like you said, the excessive fines. So I think, you know, some things do need to be looked at still. And once again, just thank you guys. I appreciate hearing from you.
I'm going to go ahead and say a couple of things. This was brought up, I guess, about 2 years ago to start looking at, because other towns were having issues with unregistered vehicles, ATVs running up down the roads, and it was creating a very big safety problem. And that's the focus of this. It's not for the person who has a piece of land that wants to ride their ATV or their dirt bike. But right now there are a lot of cases, a lot of people approached me as a town councilor and said, we got to do something because there's too many people coming out, just darting out in front of traffic and causing issues. And it's just a matter of time before somebody gets hurt or something serious happens. And that's what the focus of this is. It's really not, as one of the people said about street takeovers, well, we did kind of have one last year during a carnival, and it was unfortunate. And there were out-of-town people that did that, but it does happen here. And the other thing is those fines that are listed, like anything else, those are the maximum fines that the state says you can levy on that for that offense. And Chief Blanchett mentioned that those are always discretionary, and there's also a lot of room to plead your case if that's the case. So that's the way all ordinances are in laws, is when you get before a judge or a magistrate, you can discuss that. But that's after somebody's done something very serious. So with that said, we did have a public hearing in January. We did take everyone's word that came here, and we wrote it down, and we listened to that public hearing, and we took the advice of you guys who told us the different things that make it better, and we put that into this ordinance. Councilor Jaskiewicz on TARP and the other members of TARP consulted with Chief Blanchett and our town attorney to make it better, and we listened to you. And that's why these public hearings are important, because we get to hear from you. But at the same time, there's things that do need to be done to protect public safety, and this is one of them. So with that said, Councilor Karen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, everybody, and I thank you for all your comments tonight, especially the children. That's fantastic to have them in our council chambers, and the parents bringing them here, from the chief to Kyle to Nick. One word that the chairman did said is listen. That's our job, to listen. I'm in favor of this ordinance. And I will be making the motion for the first penalty to be lowered for a written warning and or $125 fine from the $1,000 down, and no confiscation or seizure of the thing on the first warning. That is mine. And I'm not doing it because pressure. No, I've been here too long. I got pressure on either end of these chambers. It's just something that I personally feel that people need a second chance. And you know what? We're a small town. If we put this out there, we go with it. It's not to penalize everybody. It's not to ruin their time or their weekends with their children or anything. It's something that, hey, we need to move forward with some things to make things, other people's lives a little bit better, a little bit quieter. But I think it's excessive on that fine. So, you know, as a counselor, I believe that we'll start off with that. No seizure on the first offense. Anything below that I'm not going to touch that. If I can get the votes from my other colleagues in this chamber, I know I'm going to upset some of my colleagues and probably the mayor and some other people, but you know what? Sometimes it's good to disagree to agree sometimes. But thank you very much for all coming out tonight.
Thank you, everybody, for coming and for your comments. And we did have this on top, and the chief did talk to us about this. The biggest thing I want to tell you is, and I think you understand it, this decision that we were thinking about making is for the kids. It's to protect them. There's nothing worse, and I almost had it happen to me. kid cut in front of me, and I almost ran him over. You think I want that? No, I know you know I don't want that. I'm just saying that, folks. And I really appreciate coming up, being very polite. I really mean that. Thank you. I love that you guys do it that way, to come up and be respectful. Because I respect everything that you say. Whether you want to believe it or not, I do. And we listen. And we'll do the best we can. Maybe if we have to make some adjustments, maybe that's the thing to do, where we can work with you. When you come up and you give your opinion and you say, maybe we ought to try this and that, maybe we can do that. But I want you to know, especially from me, that the intent was to protect the kids, not to hurt them, not at all. Thank you.
So I am probably one of the people that was pushing Councillor Karen. I am a firm believer in second chances, and I've watched my own child get a second chance, and I think I felt that the first offense was harsh, and I felt I made that clear. I agree with Councillor Karen on the changes that he wants to bring forth, and I know people are going to be upset with me about that, but I do think there's parts of this that are really good, and I think that there's parts of it that need tweaking. So that's where I stand. And I did my due diligence. I spent my whole weekend working on this. I talked to a lot of people. Nick, we must have talked, I don't even know how many times. So I want to thank you all for coming, and especially to the kids. I love seeing that. And I love that you're staying off the screens. So that means a lot to me. So thank you.
I want to say that I do support the ordinance. I believe the ordinance has been given more than its due diligence in reviews and considerations, inputs from a lot of different people, a lot of different commissions and committees. Montville is no different than any other town in the state. We do have the same problems as any other town in the state. Maybe not the same level as Bridgeport and New Haven and Hartford, but we have the same problems. And this is one of the ways that we need to deal with it. Yes, the state did take away a lot of our enforcement by preventing the stopping, but there are other ways to identify the perpetrators. And we're not stopping the recreational use of the ATVs. I don't think it's asking too much for the person to have permission to be there. I don't think that's too much. But it's up to the council. I don't get a vote. I just support it. I do support it, though. Thank you.
All right. With that in mind, there will be a vote taken at our regular scheduled meeting. This is the public hearing. So at this time, I'd like a motion to adjourn and
so move.
Close the public hearing. All right, we have another scheduled public hearing for 6:30. When's that tomorrow? It's going to be right now because we're running late. We got some real good talkers in here.